Well, I think the trouble with those kind of questions is as soon as you're putting them, all these names just disappear from your brain. Definitely, I mean, there are people I admire tremendously, like, I'd love to work with Brian Ferry. Mm-hmm. His voice is superb.
Kijk, dat was dus de vraag. No. Zij, she would love to work with Brian Ferry. Ze zou dolgraag met Brian Ferry iets samen willen doen, een duetje.
Hmm, lekker.
Ik bedoel, ik liever natuurlijk met een triootje met Curry en Van Inkel, maar nee, een duet met Brian Ferry was voldoende. Jij hebt het nummer daar, Jeroen. We gaan even kijken of we Brian Ferry kunt bereiken.
Oh ja, ik zal.
Ja, het is in Engeland, dus je moet even geduld hebben.
Ja. Kom,
heb je het bijna?
Bijna. Wacht even.
Laat maar horen als het... Nou ja, het komt eraan. Even luisteren.
Hi, this is Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland. I'm trying to reach Mr. Alec Byrne.
I'm afraid he's away until Monday.
Until Monday?
Yes, can somebody else help you?
Well, I'm trying to reach Brian Ferry, but I heard that Alec Byrne was with the management.
Can I put you through to Mr. Fenwick's secretary? He's in fact the manager.
And what was his name?
Mr. Fenwick.
Fenwick.
He's in a meeting. Could the secretary help you?
Yeah, sure.
Radio. Hello.
Hi, this is Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland.
Yes.
I'm trying to reach Mr. Brian Ferry.
Mm.
Is there any way that you could help me with that?
Well, I mean, what's it regarding?
There's something very important that we have to tell Mr. Ferry, as we spoke to Miss Kate Bush the other week.
Mm.
And she would really love to do a duet with him.
Right.
And I'm sure he would like to know that.
All right, I tell you what, Adam, the best thing is to speak to Brian Ferry's personal manager, who is Mark Fenwick, but he's in a meeting at the moment.
Yeah?
You could try, in fact, calling back in about 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, I'll call back then.
All right, then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Ron and Michael Walden, gimme, gimme, gimme. Nou, je hebt het gehoord. Ik moet nog even Brian's manager proberen te traceren. Ja, even terugbellen. Ja, ik denk dat ze zei 40 minuten. Ik denk dat we maar over 4 platen doen of zo. Lijkt me wat beter. Gisteravond trouwens nam ik een lifter mee in Amsterdam. Dat gebeurt. Does it for love?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do it for?
For food.
Leuk.
Een dus koninkrijk een, voor een broodje.
Het is eigenlijk streng verboden hoor. We doen dat een hoop gepraat in Radio Zonder Flauwekul. Maar stel je voor dat we het voor elkaar krijgen. Ik hoop dat we Brian Ferry nog te pakken kunnen krijgen. En Kate Bush. Dat zou te gek zijn. Een duet. Ja. Misschien mag ik het nummer wel schrijven.
Ja, maar
voel dat, ik me dat, net Wil Luiking geachtig.
Officieel kan dat niet, hè, zo'n nummer schrijven. Want wij zijn daar niet toe gemachtigd.
Goed, je bent al aan het draaien, zie ik. Nou, gaat die al over? You know? Gaat die al over of niet? Ja,
even kijken. Hi, Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland again. Could you put me through to Mr. Fanick's office, please?
Yes, he's on the other line, I'm afraid. Can help you again?
Excuse me?
Could his assistant help you?
Sure.
Yes?
Yes.
Lovely. So much. It's third time.
Very lovely indeed.
Hello?
Hi, this is Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland again.
Yes?
Mr. Fenwick still on the phone?
Yes, he is, actually.
Could I hold?
Yes, okay, fine.
Okay, well...
I'll put you on hold.
Sure, I'll sit back and wait.
Okay.
Vreselijk. Lang wachten.
Terrible. Schiet op.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Fenwick.
Yeah, hello.
This is Adam Curry, Veronica Radio Holland.
Yes, hi.
Listen, I got your number from Polydor here in Holland.
Right.
And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to reach Brian Ferry.
Right, well, you're speaking to the right person.
Excuse me?
You're speaking to the right person, Brian's manager.
Oh, great. Listen, I had an interview with Kate Bush last week.
Right.
And we recorded that, we're broadcasting that on television tomorrow.
Right.
And in that interview, she told me that she would really love to do a duet with Brian Ferry.
Right.
And I thought it would be fantastic, you know, to hear what Brian Ferry had to say about that.
Right.
Would there be any way for me to get in touch with him?
No. I mean, what the best plan of campaign is? I mean, what are you? I mean, what you're looking for the you know, to mention on the interview what Brian has to say?
No. Tonight on the radio, you know, just for the fun of it, we just wanted to see what Brian had to say about it. I mean, there's no. No goal except that maybe Kate and Brian might eventually do an interview together.
Yeah.
But you know, I just was wondering what he had to say about that.
Right. Well, I'll have to talk to him about it.
Well, maybe shall I just let you hear that one part from the interview?
Sorry.
Would you like to hear that one part from the interview?
Yes. I mean, how can I?
Well, we'll let you hear it. Hold on a second. Here it comes.
If you could do a duet, if you would want to. Would you want to do a duet with anybody?
Yes, I mean, there are lots of people.
Yeah?
Yes.
Name a few.
Well, I think the trouble with those kind of questions is as soon as you're putting them, all these names just disappear from your brain. But definitely, I mean, there are people I admire tremendously. Like, I'd love to work with Brian Ferry. Mm-hmm. His voice is superb.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, great.
Well, what do you think? Is there a possibility?
I can't tell. I mean, it's up to Brian, really. It's up to Brian and Kate, you know,
Well, Kate obviously seems willing.
Yeah, I know. But obviously I'll have to ask Brian.
Yeah.
Or tell Brian of the sort of conversation, because it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting idea. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we speak again on Monday?
Monday, okay.
And then let me see what the result has been.
Great.
Okay.
Then I'll call you Monday afternoon.
Okay. I mean, the only thing I would say, Adam, is that Brian may not want to commit himself.
Oh, no, of course not.
But I may say that. I mean, you know, because it's one of those things, you know, that, it's great what Kate said, but it's one of those things that one doesn't sort of pre-publicize and arrange, you know what I mean?
Oh, of course not.
I mean,
no.
If that came together, it's more exciting as a surprise rather than a, you know, like, hey, we're going to do a duet together. You know what I mean?
And I understand completely, yeah.
But I really appreciate you sort of bringing it to my attention.
Yeah.
And I'll certainly pass it on to Brian because Kate's record is really good.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk to each other on Monday.
Fantastic.
And, you know, it's just out of pure curiosity is all it is, actually.
Yeah.
Just thought it'd be kind of fun to check out Brian's
opinion. Well, fantastic, man. And I mean... what I'd say, Adam, I'll speak with Brian and tell him of our conversation. But he may well say, "I'm not going to commit myself."
Oh no! But as I said, we're not asking for commitment.
No. I know that. But therefore, you may get a sort of a non sequitur of an answer.
And you know, as long as he says something about it.
Yeah.
but I'll call you on Monday.
Okay, fantastic.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fan.
Bye.
Bye.